With British Petroleum's oil spill continuing to devastate the environment and the economy of the Gulf of Mexico, President Obama, in his first Oval Office address, spoke with the American people about his response to the single worst environmental disaster in American history. During his speech, Obama pledged to make BP pay for the damage it has caused along the Gulf Coast and criticized the company for its recklessness. The following day, Obama met with BP officials and secured an agreement to create a $20 billion escrow fund that will be tapped to compensate individuals and businesses that have suffered economic damage due to the oil spill. In a testament to how many friends money can buy, more than a few Republican legislators who receive big oil campaign contributions criticized Obama's pressure on BP to set aside the $20 billion to pay victims of the oil spill. Representative Joe Barton, Republican of Texas, was by far BP's best friend when at a House Energy Committee hearing on June 17th, he apologized to BP CEO Tony Hayward for what he described as a shakedown by the White House to set up the $20 billion escrow fund. Reprimanded by Republican leaders worried about a public backlash against the pro-corporate stance of the GOP, Barton later retracted his apology to BP. Between the lines, Scott Harris spoke with Russell Mokyber, editor of the Corporate Crime Reporter, who criticized President Obama for not advocating criminal prosecution of BP executives. Here, Mokyber explains why he favors revocation of BP's U.S. corporate charter and excluding the company from being awarded any future government contracts.
Well, it's not a question of law. It's a question of resources and political will. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like the federal government has the political will to apply the resources. It has the resources. Just a little bit of background. A former head of the Environmental Crimes Unit at the Justice Department, who we interviewed a couple years ago, David Allman, says that, bringing these cases is definitely possible under the current law. In fact, he sent to prison executives of a major slaughterhouse from South Dakota for dumping slaughterhouse waste in a river in South Dakota a couple years ago. But when he went to court to prosecute the case, it was him and a young graduate assistant who was working at the Justice Department at the time, sitting at one table, and 14 high-paid corporate white-collar defense lawyers sitting representing the executives in the company at the other table. So the companies have the money and are willing to spend the money to defend themselves. And the question is the government willing to spend the money to prosecute these cases? And more importantly, does it have the political will? So I saw a recent poll saying that 75% of Americans think that Obama's not tough enough on BP. And I think what they mean is that there's no talk of putting these executives in prison. Obama didn't once mention the word crime or criminal justice or justice during his Oval Office TV speech on BP. And even though there is a federal criminal investigation, there's not much emphasis on bringing these executives to justice. And it's not going to be an easy case in the sense that BP is going to throw everything at it, and the government's going to have to do the same. Eric Holder, who's the attorney general, and his deputies are part of what I call Corporate Crime, Inc. So they're part of the business of prosecuting and defending and cutting these slap-on-the-wrist deals for corporations. Holder, for years, was in private practice representing corporate criminal defendants, and so were his deputies. And so, you know, there's a revolving door of executives going from the defense side to the prosecution side. And if you don't play ball, you're not going to go back to the defense side. And by playing ball, that means, you know, not putting executives in jail when they deserve to be in jail. It means entering these deferred and non-prosecution agreements when you should be insisting on criminal pleas. So the signs are not good that there will be justice in the BP case for the people of the Gulf and for the Gulf itself.
Russell Mokyber, tell us a little bit about British Petroleum's history of criminal activity in other spots beyond the Gulf of Mexico. What have they been doing over the last bunch of years?
Well, yeah, you see, so there is a history, and that's why some people believe that the corporate death penalty is called for here, that the state of Delaware, where BP is incorporated, should revoke BP's corporate charter and send the company packing back to the UK, seize its assets and apply the assets to the creditors, which primarily are going to be the residents of the Gulf who've lost their livelihood, and for the cleanup of the Gulf. BP is a corporate criminal recidivist corporation. There was an oil spill in the North Slope of Alaska where BP pled guilty to a crime. There was another case where the company was convicted also on the North Slope of hazardous waste violations. Third case in Texas City, Texas, where 15 workers were killed after an explosion. There was a guilty plea in that case. There was a deferred prosecution agreement in a propane price rigging case. So, yeah, there are a lot of options on the table. I think it's still a sort of fluid situation where, you know, the government, Obama administration, wants to limit the liability of the corporation. That's why they've hired Mr. Limited Liability himself, Ken Feinberg, to administer this $20 billion fund. He was very much involved with the Agent Orange case, where he sought to protect the interests of the corporations who manufactured Agent Orange. And so this is the way the government seeks to preserve corporate capital in these disasters. But even people like Robert Reich have argued that BP should put into some kind of environmental receivership, and the government should take control of the assets until we get some kind of resolution.
That was Russell McIver, editor of Corporate Crime Reporter. Visit the publication's website at corporatecrimereporter.com.